Cats is in the news. I'll tell you why in a moment, but let's play probably the most famous song from the musical.
My
Is it bringing back memories for you? We came up on a bus from Hamilton and watched it on Queen Street. Where would that have been? It wasn't the Civic. Somewhere up next to the old Real Groovy, as I recall. St. James? Anyway, I was... It would have been 1987 or 88, I think. Memory from the musical Cats. Now, Cats, the movie, is coming out. And we've just seen a first look at the trailer. I'm reading from the Guardian headline, Cats movie trailer. Internet reacts in horror to, quote, demented dream ballet. The first furry glimpses of the upcoming live-action Cats remake have left viewers distressed and unhappy after its feline creatures were described as cursed and nightmarish. The transmogrified CGI human-cat hybrids were unveiled on Thursday night to widespread horror. Of course, the internet might be overreacting. It tends to do that. The movie will star Taylor Swift and Judi Dench. I'm looking right now as Judi Dench is a cat, and I must admit it is a bit unnerving. Today, though, we're playing you songs from the original cast recording, and this is the prologue, Jellicle Songs for Jellicle Cats.
Are you blind when you're born?
Can you see in the dark?
Can you look at a king?
Would you sit on his throne?
Can you say of your bite that it's worse than your bark?
Are you cock of the walk?
When you're walking alone,
because jellicles are and jellicles do. Jellicles do and jellicles would. Jellicles would and jellicles can. Jellicles can and jellicles do.
There's a storm in the air.
Can you find your way blind when you're lost in the street?
Do you know how to go to the Heaviside Lair?
We could balance on both.
playing the soundtrack to... Oh, yeah. We're playing the soundtrack to Cats, the musical, very unlikely subject for a musical. Can you imagine being in the pitch meeting for that one? I found this old book of poetry by T.S. Eliot, all the poems about cats. Nothing really happens. What do you think? Well, someone gave it the green light and it ran for 21 years on the West End and closed in 2002 on its 21st birthday and was the longest running musical on the West End until a few years later when it was surpassed by Les Mis. The villain of the piece is McCavity, the mystery cat, and we'll go out with a couple of minutes of that.
He's a mystery cat, he's called the Hidden Paw. For he's a master criminal who can defy the law. He's the bafflement of Scotland Yard, the flying squad's despair. And when you reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there. He's broken every human law. He breaks the law of gravity. His powers of levitation would make a fakie a stare.